Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Top player choice.
Yeah, big love.
The way me and Cuz connected, this shit feel electric. I grew my herdies, horse and loafy, so eclectic. I want my spot decorated, contemporary fly aesthetics.
No lie.
Yeah, spiritual niggas, so they know I'm going off for the vibe. They don't want the truth, they'd rather hear a lie. You ever been happy just to be alive? Stomach rumbles, why are we deprived? Now I thrive with my guys, low key, no jive. Turkey, bet it all on Thanksgiving Thursday. I love the way she serve me up while I face a Tyson. Plus it's biting. It's just so enticing. Yeah. Don't box me in with no rappers. I'm more raw hard than these gustos. Fake stories, fake custos. Ask myself, do I still got it? Is a pig's pussy pork? Do my voice get that pussy moist? Top player choice. Who you idolize? I told you no sympathy. The world don't sympathize. Players just improvise. One day they love you, then they post and your demise. My life.
Big Amazing Podcast. You heard it. You hear that?
It sounds so smooth.
We back.
Man. We back again.
We got another special guest in the building.
Man, that shit sound like episode 3 B-Fans, man.
It does, man. What was going through your mind when you... Let me introduce you first, man. My Chief Loaf, man. Good guy, man. Good music. Got that laid back, Dirty June vibe.
Introduce yourself, bro.
Man, introduce yourself, bro.
Man, I'm Loaf, man. Chief Loaf, man. You know what I'm saying, man? Represent the crease, man. Blessing the prophets, man. That's how we doing, man. That's what we on right now. We just trying to elevate, man, and stay out here, man, and just keep it cool and just keep it player. That's it.
That's all you got to do. Like, what was you going through your mind when you recorded that? That's like, you know what I mean?
Man, honestly, bro, shit. I was just in the car just hearing that beat, and I'm like, man, this is... It just give me that feel. Like, anything that I do, like, I got to listen to it in the car, like...
Facts.
All my music that I do is like for the car, for your ride, like to get you where you going, get you back home. You feel me? So I want to just say some shit that'll make you be like, yeah. When you in the car, you can just picture that shit. You at the crib, you can just close your eyes and you can just be like, yeah, I feel where bruh's coming from. Or I see where he's coming from. Like,
facts.
It's all just like conversation and shit. Like the rappers I like Lito and Spitter, like it's like niggas talking to you, so. I don't want to just be rapping. I just be talking to shit.
Like, a quick question. If somebody come at you with a blank budget, you can get a guest feature from anybody, you can get a produced beat from anybody, who would it be?
Larry June the Sledron. Easy.
Really?
Easy. Larry June the Sledron.
Who you going with, Tajay?
If I can get... Say it again.
Any feature artist or any producer? Y'all the rappers. Or any...
I think I would definitely fuck with, like, Cardo... Somebody like that. You know, and I could possibly get a feature from somebody like Wiz or like Dom or, you know. You know, just somebody that influences, you know, my style or my everyday, you know. If y'all don't know, me and Cheech, we got plenty of music together too.
Yeah, for sure.
We've been locked in for at least 10 years or longer.
For sure.
At least 2013, you know, the music scene for me in the city, it's what I always say, man, it's the best people y'all don't even be hearing of. Like, y'all will really be listening to a dude like bruh because he makes that everyday music. He make music that he know his niggas is going to like. So,
facts.
And if he's around real niggas, then you going to fuck with that shit.
Absolutely. That's what I do that shit for. Just like niggas like me, and you know what I'm saying? Like, chicks divide with niggas like me, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I do it for. Like, it ain't like the, like, nigga, I'm trying to make the biggest hit to get out the city. I'm trying to make this dance song or something for TikTok. It's just for, like, my niggas. That's it.
Right.
So no my niggas vibe.
So you, if you had to give like a top five in the city, like no disrespect to nobody, like we know you got the Jags, maybe the ES, you know, other people, but like five's like five top five that you ain't heard of. You might not, you might have to Google when you get home. Like who would you plug in right now?
Man, JT. Man, that nigga so
Cutthroat.
Mm-hmm. Cutthroat, man. He's versatile as fuck. That nigga can sing, rap. Nigga can do so much. Fuck, bro. There's so many different niggas.
Like,
I say, I like Goldie, too, because Goldie make, like, relatable music, man. It's like, it's just way ahead of his time, man. He's hard. Plus, he's making like the beat. He's a legend. He's making the beat. He's doing all of that shit. He's a one-trick pony. You feel me? Shit. I say,
I would
definitely. I like Eddie. That's my people. So yeah, you know what I'm saying. Eddie, yeah. He's one of the best storytellers, man. He gonna give you something, man. That nigga can write a book.
Real talk.
I feel like every game should have somebody really from the city that's gonna show you how the city act.
Absolutely.
He's one of them that I could see on the main stage.
Absolutely.
Showing that ass, you know, for the industry. You know what I'm saying? Because we got like C-Tiz, he be showing.
Yeah. Like one of the most complete local projects I didn't heard was that Black Pope 3.
Man, and SZA, God, shout out to SZA, man. SZA one of the top niggas too, man. SZA hard, man.
Yeah.
Definitely hard. He's shooting videos and shit now too, man. And he got different styles too, though, so it ain't like he's in one bag neither. So right. I mean, yeah, SZA one of the hard ones too for sure.
I got a question for you, bro. Why do you think it is that Louisville, like, you know, we got ESTG, we got Jack Harlow, we got, what's her name? It's a chick. Who? Mars.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she's a singer. You know, we got a few people, we got a few engineers, do you think that we, as a city, can't get over, musically get over the hump? Like these, you know, like these main cities like Atlanta, because I feel like we got that talent. I'm not just saying it because it's Louisville. If you really know the city and who's rapping and who's an artist, man, we got some heat.
But you can't really, like, as far as, like, Atlanta and big cities, Louisville's a college town, though. We got
absolutely.
It's more people. You know, it's smaller people. But we still, I think we coming up at that. But as far as per capita, I think, you know, we got Jag, we got EST, we got Vory. Vory. Yeah. That last little album did was crazy, bro. I listened to that all summer, bro. Like,
nah, he's hard, bro. Yeah. Vory crazy. But I don't think Vory really repped the city, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, he don't. No disrespect
to him. I didn't know
he
was from the city.
He's not even, like, no guy that, like, I don't think he, and that's no, not like Vory's music, but I don't think he's, like, a guy that go and be like, man, I got put on in Louisville from this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know he was from Louisville.
I don't think that's like his MO though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't think he, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the city put me on, like, I got my start here, blase, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But Vory, he's one of them. He's a hell of a.
Because I didn't know he was from the city. I'm just riding around listening to him. I'm like, oh, that's just, he's from here.
Once you start getting money from writing and you know what I'm saying? To where you ain't really got to go in the studio and work for yourself. You can get an artist to pay you to, you know.
I heard he won a Grammy
He got a Grammy for Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce and Jay.
Like Tiller do, man. Tiller done wrote for Chris Brown.
People
all
think
that shit,
Tiller
though,
just don't be working. He be working, but it's like he probably got it exactly how he wanted now. Like me as an artist, you know what I'm saying? If I could get to that point to where I'm just getting called to, like, hey, you know, by this millionaire, future billionaire, he ain't got time to sit and write. He got to keep his shit tight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'll be straight with that. I don't need no recognition. Ain't going to be no Quentin Miller shit. I ain't coming out with saying that I wrote nothing that's yours, you know.
So how y'all feel about that? Speaking of rappers, we going to stay on that Pusha T and Jim Jones.
Man. Shout out to.
I don't know. I think that response by Jim Jones, he should have kept it because Pusha T's a.
See, the thing is about Pusha T and the thing is about this beef, the rap is going to be good.
This is going to be great rap.
We can't diminish Pusha T, whether his story's true or false. You know, I think as a rapper, he's top tier.
Absolutely.
As a rapper, you know, especially when provoked to rap. Jim Jones is top tier. You know what I'm saying? Like bro, like you said earlier, Cheech, Jim Jones is the only one to really stay hungry with rap. So he always got good. So he can hop on a single or two now and still like
Jim Jones, he just, man, I just remember like being a young nigga, man, I was always a Dipset nigga. You could ask like anybody that I came up with. I'm the nigga that was like, nah, y'all niggas is listening to State Property. I'm like, y'all niggas ain't listening to Killer. Y'all not listening to J.R. Ryder. Y'all not listening to, you feel me? Y'all not listening to these niggas? Like, y'all crazy. Like, so just to see where Jim Jones came from that town to where he's at right now, it's just crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Even the flesh nigga to even had the confidence to be like, nigga, I'm going to, I'm going to respond to Pusha and say whatever and let him know, man, you need a do-over. And Jim Jones is definitely more influential than Pusha T, though, so.
He is. It's fire in the culture, but.
Yeah.
And I was trying to listen to. I thought Pusha T had a better catalog. I went to go listen to Pusha T shit. I'm like, damn, bro. Right, but all he rapping about is dope, bro. Like, got.
Yeah.
And his song, I don't know, man. Because that Rich Ghost of Rich Porter.
That's one of the greatest mixtapes ever. And I'm going to say. His one of his top ones to me, Ambitions as a Rider. It's one of his best tapes.
Yeah.
I remember going to Air Ecstasy with my nigga, man, when On My Way to Church came out, man. Shout out to my nigga Leezy, man. We left school, went to go to Air Ecstasy. Couldn't get it because we was 13.
Yeah.
Couldn't get the CD, so we in there just listening to it like, man.
Damn.
Jim Jones is crazy.
See, that's what's missing, though. Like, when I put that on Facebook that day, and I was like, you feel me? I fuck with Jim Jones out of all of them. It was just, for me, he was the more serious rapper. You know, they was, you know, Dipset had some, you know, but all that shit was good shit. You know, it was kind of happy shit if it was on the radio. Yeah, you're going to get that gangster shit if you get the album. But, you know, Jim Jones really kept that shit the same. Through and through, Hustler's Poem. Y'all can, you feel me?
Facts.
The only cool shit you gonna have is balling.
Juelz is my favorite Dipset nigga, though. Him and Wayne on that No Other guy, man. I listened to that.
Yeah, him and Wayne.
The other day. Like,
man,
damn.
Juelz was my guy, too, though.
That was bringing two cultures together when they did.
Yeah.
But check one, too.
Like, that was New Orleans.
Not to cut you off. No, Wayne was on fire at that time.
Yeah. Facts.
Wasn't too many niggas can go bar for bar on the track with Wayne. No. And Juelz did it a couple times. You know what I mean?
Facts.
But you got to think they was trying to build Juelz up to Wayne's level because they already had one guy from the South. So they needed that East Coast young nigga, though, to come in and be the one that could stand next to Wayne. So was trying to build him up to get there, but I don't know what held him up on that. I don't know, bro. But they was trying to build him to be at. They did that. I Can't Feel My Face. That's a classic.
Facts.
Yeah.
It did. Come on, man. They was doing
that. They brought it together right there, bro.
They brought it together. That was so cold, bro. Like.
But the main thing about it is the culture was already, I feel like, in danger because I think that's what was trying to build up New York at the time.
Right.
You know, that's all you really had because the South, that's when the South really, man, the South was coming. Like, the South was already on, but it was like, shit. Once the South took over, that's when music changed.
It did. Atlanta changed everything. Before we go a little in the deep, let me shout out to our sponsor, Diamond Ray Thomas, the owner of A&F Beauty Bar. On Preston Highway, right behind the Popeyes, in that shop machine over there, she got her own shop. She specializes in wigs, natural hair, roller wraps, all that. She's a natural specialist. Get your dreads together. Diamond Ray Thomas is her name on Facebook. A&F Beauty Bar is her business. She's in the shopping center right behind Popeyes on Preston Highway. A&F Beauty Bar, go get your stuff done. But yeah, not to switch subjects. Ain't the motherfuckers fools for going down there in that water?
Bruh.
You talking about the submarine shit?
Yes, bruh. These niggas are fools, this ignorant.
They fools. Bruh, that's the stupidest. I know people lost family. No disrespect to nobody's family, but come on, that's some of the dumbest shit you could just ever think of. Y'all go down there and some shit that the government don't even approve of. Y'all got money, so it ain't like y'all can't go out there and make it. Y'all just saying fuck what the government's talking about. We rich.
It was janky it was janky from jump though. Like if I'm spending 200 bands, I want to be able to at least touch that motherfucker. You feel me?
You want to sleep with one? Somebody said they was going down there to get serial numbers for insurance claim. I'm like, what type of insurance?
What? Oh.
What the fuck? You know them damn TikToks and shit, man. You know
all
I'm over.
All I know is, man, all I know is, rich people do some dumb ass shit. And for I know sure. people be on conspiracy shit, and I try to stay off of it because people be thinking I just be.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think motherfuckers that rich would be that dumb. That's the first thing we learned about life is don't fuck with the ocean. And nothing yeah. at the bottom of that.
We don't know what's in there or nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't see how that'd be a good time, bro. I just don't see it.
No, that's a mission. That's not a party. That's not something you say, all right, son. Because, you know, one of the dudes on there, he took his son with him, his 19-year-old son, and the son.
He made him go, yeah.
The son told the auntie he wasn't feeling it. Like, he was terrified, but he wanted to please his dad on Father's Day and shit like that. But my pops would have been pissed at me because. You tripping, dog. And then we can't even see it. It's a small window.
Man, I went to the beach. I didn't even go past ankle level. Man, snap me right here. Look, straight.
You don't even got to be that smart to not fuck with the ocean. As soon as you get there, you're like, yeah, this is something.
Something different.
I understand y'all was going to see some whales or something. Y'all going to see a whole shucking shipwreck.
But
you better go watch the Titanic, motherfucker.
Watch the Titanic.
That's what I say. But see, watch the thing is, though, they saying that that's not even the Titanic that's down there.
Yeah, bro.
The shape of the boat and all that and how it originally looked and how the front or something was like that. But
I seen a conspiracy theory that J.P. Morgan switched the boat out at the last second. Like, he switched the boat out and he was supposed to be on the boat.
They said a lot of rich people got off too.
Some high made you look type shit.
He wanted to start the and a couple of years later, or maybe a couple months, he started the Federal Reserve. Like his top competitor was on there.
He's talking about you seen the same thing I seen.
Yeah.
But I seen this shit years ago though.
That make a lot of sense.
Like, I seen this shit years ago. The nigga he basically pulled up to the boat, and he knew that the richest dude in the world is on the boat, and he's the only competition. So him and like two other dudes that own banks, they went on the boat and they checked that motherfucker out, and it's like, this is nice, and they got off.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines, and we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Yeah, but and to add on to that, they said the conspiracy theory, like, why weren't enough light boats? Why didn't the lookouts have binoculars? They said another ship had just went up there and docked by the icebergs about a couple months before that. They said the captain changed the course at the last minute. But I don't know. But speaking of conspiracy theories, everything ain't a distraction, people. I'm looking into the camera.
Right.
And why would they do that? It don't take much to distract us. Hell, y'all was killing niggas over Popeye's channel, chicken sandwich.
So, this is my only thing about the distraction. This is my only thing about the distraction shit.
I'm with you.
I mean, this is the only thing I think about the distraction shit. Like, a lot of people don't know about the dude that got, they kidnapped him and they hunted him. Like they kidnapped him and put him in the woods somewhere in Mississippi. And they hunted him like they gave him like an hour head start.
Yeah.
And they hunted him. You know what I'm saying? People ain't talking about that in the news, but it's real, something that really happened. Like,
but it's, I guess talking
is this
about
recent though, like,
yeah, it's recent. But that's not the only thing. The same day that shit happened, and I'm not saying that it's a major distraction, but people distracted, bro. The same day they approved clone meat. They approved the fake meat that same day, and
what can we do to stop it though? Like,
we can't do nothing.
Well, I think we've been eating clone meat though.
Yeah, we have.
I think we've been eating it.
Yeah. KFC's been doing that for years. Yeah. That shit ain't taking
McDonald's, all these motherfuckers. I think all this shit is clone meat.
Bro, you know how much chicken and cows and shit. Bro, it's you can drive 5 blocks and see 6 McDonald's, bro. Just, you know what I mean? In this city alone, bro. You know how much meat and product that is. It ain't that much animals to go around, bro.
I just think when we talking about the news and shit, like that shit be like, I be reading that shit. Like, I ain't cut the news on in like 10 years, bro. I used to read that shit as a kid. Like, this shit's like bogus right here. Like the shit they say to us and feed you. You leave the house every day like spook, like shit.
Nah, facts.
The fuck?
Facts.
So what's one of y'all like conspiracy theories that y'all believe like wholehearted? Like what's one of y'all?
Man.
But that's not a conspiracy. I was gonna say the crack, the government bringing crack into the United States, but that's proven. Though.
That's proven
so,
fact.
So that's not no conspiracy or nothing.
Tupac's still alive.
You believe that?
Man, I think my dog is in Cuba somewhere, man, living it up, man. Laughing at us, man. Like it's a cold, it's a crown shame. He tried to do what Left I did. That's my theory.
Uh-huh. So you think Left Eye was still alive too?
Man, I think they both got somewhere ducked off in Honduras and said, fuck all this shit.
I ain't gonna lie, I would. I mean, that's
they wasn't bad deal. They wasn't some
that was just a fucked up ass deal. Yeah. Left Eye was dirt. We know Pac was dirt. He couldn't make a dollar. They said that man died with under $1 million.
I think
he didn't even have $1 million to his name when he died.
I think it's the pressure. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you do off your like we can say the same thing for the submarine people. How we know that they was on that motherfucker? They probably got all this dust. And if I'm gonna go and change my life, I'm gonna take my son with me. I would do the same thing if I'm
we're gonna
start a new life.
But
we're a sinkest motherfucker.
What if but
we're gone?
Yeah, because I mean shit. Even though I mean they said the shit imploded. But I feel like what Ross said, maybe I could be stretching it. But Ross was like, man, why didn't they have like a tether or something to like
connect
to the boat?
That's a long tether. Boat?
Once you tell
they got
me,
money, but they got money, though.
Once you tell me, though, once the government tells me, like, look, there's nothing we can do if something happened to come down there and get y'all. Dead or alive, there's nothing we can do.
That's enough.
Count me out.
Yeah.
Count me out.
And we got to boat you in.
What y'all about to do?
Count me out. Yeah, not boating me in, nothing.
And then soon count as the first dude backed out, he lost $25,000 on a deposit, and you don't get it back. He said, cool. But this shit
I'll take it.
Come on, the controller, bro. Come on. What if I said we ready to go hit this lick? We're going to hit these niggas up. Grab the controllers.
Bro, they had an off-brand $16.99.
I swear, grab the controllers.
You taking me in the depths of the ocean with a goddamn controller? I ain't even gonna play on my PlayStation.
Nah,
I'm not even. Hey, mom,
not even gonna. That's the one you get when you get in trouble. Or some of your people's like, nah, this is you always fucking some shit up. This is all you getting. That's one of them. They was down there in the submarine with.
That's the one you get your cousin to when you spend the night.
Yeah, well, your cousin, come on now. You can play with this one, cuz. Now you. Why the stick so flabby? That's the one you fuck with. Facts. You ain't playing with this one, cuz.
Plus, it's ran by Bluetooth, my nigga. I'm good. And you got to bolt me in 17
Bluetooth,
from the outside.
How could it still connect to you if you're going, what was they going?
That's
like 2 miles in the water?
But that's what I said, though, bro.
Absolutely.
They ain't
not.
Get that rich being that stupid, bro. I'm telling
man,
you.
Man, them people got, they rich people just, no disrespect. You never even thought to in your mind that these was black folks.
Yeah.
So rich white people do anything to die with the money. They feel like they just invincible.
Damn.
Black people, we think it to ourselves, we got all this money. What
I'm
the fuck I look like dying right
nothing.
Now? I'm not jumping out no plane. I'm not. Black people's not. We're not doing that. We're not living like that if we got this money. We rich now. We came from nothing. We're not great to do
niggas
that shit.
Niggas going
to
stop smoking black cigarettes.
Yeah, man.
Papers.
Man, we got money now. I'm trying to live
papers.
To. How can we live to be 100? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Talk.
We got money. No.
I've seen this on another podcast. $1 billion. You got a suitcase with $1 billion in it, but you got to press this button. And once you press that button, one person in the world dies.
Man.
Out of 7 billion people, one person dies. You taking that? $1 billion?
I'm going to take the
and
risk.
And you in that. You in the 7 billion. You in the, it might be you.
It's 7 billion people. I'm going to take a risk.
That's a hell of a risk. Ain't
it might be somebody I might not know. I'm going to take that chance.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take that chance because if it hit and it's,
I'm gonna tell you what. You can ask a lot of people that question, and it'll change if they got put in that situation and nobody'll know.
Yeah, it would, bro.
But what if what if 50 say you get rich or die trying?
Facts.
I mean, that's all we out here trying to do. We all out, man. Hey, it's all we all living on the
and
risk, right? Everything's
you can't
a
take
risk
it with you. So if there's something in the closet, but if it's you,
yeah, if it's something
you go
in the
to
closet,
your family,
yeah, if, I'm definitely signing me. If it's something to be like, you know what? If you die from this shit, and the money, whatever happened, the money go to your kids, whoever. Cool, sign me up.
Thanks.
Rather them have it, they live the best life. I risk my life for my kids to ball. I'm all right with that.
So you gonna take that button? Just
Yeah, I'm going to hit it quick. And just hope it's not me. I hope I don't drop. Hope my kids don't drop. That's it.
So what y'all think about celebrating the 4th of July if you celebrated Juneteenth?
Celebrate it.
I don't celebrate holidays.
I know you don't.
I grew up not celebrating. Niggas don't believe that.
I know, but somebody asked me that earlier.
Yeah,
If we was freed on this day, why we going? You feel me? I don't really care. It's for the kids. Right.
That's barbecue.
I want my kids to experience what we experienced. That's why, you know what I mean?
Because that's story when you go back to school, man, the summertime. Yeah, we got together 4th of July. We barbecued, kicked it.
Yeah. Right.
Your story that you kick to your friends
and your cousins and shit like that. Like, that's, some people ain't big on that shit no more, but that's the shit that, you feel me, what matters, you feel me? And I ain't going to lie.
It's all about family. Like, I'm all about that, but like, what the fuck is Juneteenth? What are we celebrating some old slave shit for? I understand you celebrate otherwise too. Because a chick said,
"I don't do nothing." I just asked the question, bro. I don't even buy fireworks.
Yeah, a chick asked me. I said,
"Be kicking it."
I kick it. I won't go to wherever they barbecue that. I want to be where that is.
Uh-huh.
If that's wherever somebody barbecue that, my peoples, I can come through, get a plate. That's where I'm going there for the holiday. I don't care about buying fireworks. None of that shit. None of that shit really matters. I want to be where the food is. That's it.
Real talk. I understand they grew up, but like, but this damn slave shit. I don't get that. What the fuck we celebrate? You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think we I think we as a people, we just in search of our own shit. This is our shit.
Bro,
I'm with that too, though.
For any type of reparations we can get, especially as being niggas.
We ain't never getting a reference when they gave it a holiday.
Especially as being black people, bro. Black people really feel like most black people really feel like that. Like, we old.
We'll never get respiration because African American ain't a nationality. You can't trace African American back to nowhere. You can chase
because we was already here too.
Yeah. Native American. Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes I don't get why people be like, I'm an African American. You don't know it. You really don't know if you're African American. You don't know it.
Ancestry meet shit.
Yeah, you don't know it. You might not have. Your peoples might not have been in Africa. Your peoples might have been right there by that river.
Facts.
Hold on. You feel me? You don't know.
I got a quick little story speaking of race. So me, my mom and my little sister go to the grocery store. I ain't gonna say the grocery store. I ain't gonna say where it's at. But we go to the grocery store. We checking out. So it was two waters underneath the basket. It didn't get scanned, right?
Right.
So, and the little black, she said, I gotta go get those. And my mom said, well, you black, you black like us. You let us slide. And she went the fuck out. Like, she looks like Precious. She's big, black. Like, she looked straight Negro. Like, you know what I mean? I'm Russian. I'm Jewish. And she was crazy as shit. My mama was trolling the fuck out of, like, they was going back and forth like 10 minutes. I'm Jewish. My daddy's Russian. I'm like, what the fuck?
I would have had a field day.
I was in a roll. I had to walk away. I didn't want to laugh in her face.
I mean, but we all black.
It
don't matter.
Facts.
You is color, we black. You got Cubans our color. Cubans darker than us. I mean, you
bro, she was dark as this fucking microphone, bro. Like,
I'm going to let you know that it's different type of niggas out here. You check out the end of a baseball game, and it look like a straight nigga that hit 6 home runs this game. This motherfucker come on speaking all types of shit. Damn, I thought this was dude from Philly or something.
Yeah.
Name Javier Guatemalas.
You feel me?
He's a bad motherfucker. No, not to, I'm not saying because they was bad motherfucker.
Yeah. We're not knocking race. She ain't no goddamn Russian no more on the fucking
We black. We black love. I mean, you a shade. We all black. I don't care where you came from.
Facts.
Shit. It is what it is. I mean, shit. Whatever. That's whatever facts. You want to call that shit, man. That's
where do you eat chitlins? Y'all eat chitlins, y'all black ass niggas?
I do.
Yeah, y'all eat chitlins too. Man, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hot sauce on them motherfuckers and I'm in.
I ain't gonna lie. Anybody that really know me, I got a fucked up ass stomach.
Eat some chitlins.
You feel me? Like, once it's turned off, I can't turn it on.
Ooh.
Like, I ate that shit for a long time. My big cousin, she used to come over after every day. You know, when your parents go back to work and you still got a little time out of school.
Yeah.
My cousin used to pull up, put chitlins in the cup, Drink that shit in hot sauce, warm that shit up, drink that shit in hot sauce, and smack them. And I sit there and do the same with them. Like, these like noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, they fine, ain't they, cuz? Like, you've been eating them all your life. I'm like, yep. I'm like, what are they, though? This is when I got curious, because they was smacking. She said, they pig intestines. That's why your mom be cleaning them, boy. She be cleaning the shit out of them.
And it was over.
Turned you off from her.
Nigga, never again.
Man, I'm like that with like like condiments and shit, like ranch and shit. That's why I don't really fuck with ranch. I don't like the look of ranch. I don't like the way it look. I don't like the texture of it. Like,
I'm a ranch nigga, though.
Man, I can't fuck with that ranch.
I was in Sam's on 22nd, and they had some pig feet there, and I was just fucking with the older lady. Like,
pig feet?
Nah, hell no. So I'm like, I was fucking with her.
You could live in the old times.
I said, you eat some pig feet? She snapped on me, bro. Like, I called her. She said, I don't eat no fucking slave food. Like, she was an older woman. She was probably in about her late 50s, early 60s. She said, I don't eat no slave food, and you shouldn't either. So I don't know. I might not eat chitlins that way again, bro.
She probably came up in that. She was probably pro-black back in the 70s.
Yeah, she said she's down from
already.
She said she's down from Alabama somewhere. Her granny
said they was pro-black and they was on that Black Panther shit, and she was on some, we ain't eating that shit with the white man.
Man, I thought she was about to swing on me.
You in a soul food spot, baby. Of course, somebody going to ask you eat pig feet, chitlins. That's in a soul food spot.
Speaking of the Panthers, did y'all know that when they established like the first little food organization
for
the hood.
Then
after they shut them down, they created WIC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The government did.
Yeah, they was original WIC. Apparently.
But that's why I be telling people, dog, like, that shit ain't nothing new. That's why when people be like, man, we ain't distracted. Man, we distracted from a lot. But we've been distracted, though. We've been bamboozled and this shit's a hoax, for real.
It's just like the mafia started the lottery. You know what I'm saying? Running numbers. Yeah. You ever watch them shows in the 70s? You out here running numbers.
Uh-huh.
That's the lottery.
Yeah.
That's the pick three. That's what you going in that store playing now. Facts. The mob started that shit.
Once they can get their hands on
it. The government's just mad because they figuring out why we ain't getting our tax on that.
Facts. Uh-huh. Just like we.
That's it. Yeah.
Y'all big gamblers? Speaking of lottery, y'all big gamblers?
I mean, my heart's too weak for gambling sometimes, man.
Man, you got to have a tough heart, my boy. I'll be feeling
brilliant. You know, 10 legs, winning, losing one and two, I'll be feeling brilliant. But then I'll be like, damn.
Bro, I never contemplated suicide, but I had a ticket one time, bro.
He said, you got to have a tough heart.
$25 would have brought me $17,000 back, and it came down to the last game.
Yes.
And they caught a fluke-ass foul, and they go... A 30% free throw shooter goes to the line and knocks two free throws down and win the game, bro.
Man, that shit'll make you go church. Should make you go church, boy. You be in church.
You have a bad day. That kills your whole day because you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Man,
I got away from that shit, bro.
Don't have an early ticket, though.
Ah, yeah.
Don't have an early ticket.
Fuck
and then your whole other ticket, the rest of your ticket is good. But the first two games is like, fuck.
I don't know. Man, kill me quick. Get me out of there quick. I don't want to wait a lot.
That's what burns me up the worst.
What's that?
Like, if we could flip it, like, would you like your first game to be the loser or your last game to
first
be the loser?
First game. And it's not even close.
Oh, my God.
Nigga, get me the fuck out of here. I've been watching the whole day. I'm checking all shit.
Everything else hit, but your first game is done? That's what I'm saying. You want your first game to be or your last game?
My last game.
Let me feel good. Yeah, I want the whole.
I'm going to tell you why, though. I'm going to tell you, it's not even the ticket per se. It's everything leading up to the ticket.
Right.
You're going to put your ticket in early. You're going to grab your smoke if you ain't got it. You're going to get some food. You're going to lay back and watch the game.
Right.
If your first game is gone, okay.
You don't even want to watch no more.
It's a wrap. I'd rather for my last game to be gone so I can have my day. At least I had some good food. I'm drunk. So it's
and
like
you talking shit because you like, nigga, if this motherfucker hit,
come
I'm
on,
right.
Yo.
I'm hey, like, babe, where we going? We out of here.
The kids I was just like that too. I was playing a trip to Vegas. Like,
see what I'm saying?
Same thing, man.
We out of here. Man, you with me? If you not, I don't know what to tell you, but this is where we leaving.
You calling the kids out the room.
Man, I was looking up flights.
Shit.
I wasn't going to fly a bitch out because we was going to come together, but we was flying the fuck out on my mama.
Baby, you coming with me or what? This is when we leaving.
Yeah.
If you get out, I hope you can get off whatever you got going on. This is when we out of here.
I wasn't working even. Bands, I was out there the next day.
Yeah. We gone as soon as that shit hit. Mm-hmm. We going to have us a good time out this motherfucker.
I ain't never been to Vegas, though. I got to get out there.
Yeah, man, you got to, bro.
I ain't been to Vegas.
Vegas is
I can't believe that,
But I'm going to tell you something, though.
I cannot believe you ain't been to Vegas.
Bro. I'm going to tell you something, though.
B fans.
What's that?
I think Vegas would just intrigue you too much.
You would love it.
You have a dark humor.
That goes on out there.
You would just be like,
"That's why I'm shocked you ain't been to Vegas." That's why it's shocking me, bro.
It's very erotic, like that.
Like the way that you are, you would think you done been to Vegas. Like Vegas is your type of town.
Yeah, I heard, man.
Vegas, you'll be turned up.
It's a whole bunch of spooks that can turn you on to all types of shit.
Facts.
Every time I done been to Vegas, we done did some shit I ain't never did. Like, I'm always, that shit like rush hour out there, though, I'm talking about, I mean? Once you hit the strip at night, bro, that shit is a fucking
it's a different town.
Wreck, dog.
Yeah.
And we wreck. We Louisville niggas, bro.
But they know us out there, though.
They do.
They can tell, too, though. You from Louisville, I can tell. Like, they be knowing that shit. Like, I don't know how they be knowing, but them motherfuckers
That's
be
when
knowing.
I first tried the shroom bar shit. That's why I said I ain't never even tried.
You did that shit out of Vegas?
Yes. I took a piece of shit out of Vegas.
Oh, my God.
You feel me?
That's what I want. I got the shroom out of Vegas. I got the shroom out of Vegas.
Describe the shroom out. Like, why just, you know.
I can't tell you. I just did the bar. They said that ain't nothing like shrooms.
It's just a trip. Like, kind of like play on your man a little bit. Like I said, like the colors might change. You might, this room might be blue.
Oh shit!
This room might be yellow. You don't know. Like shit starts like the motherfucker might look like a lizard. The motherfucker might look like a goblin. I had a trip. No lie to y'all. Like I had a trip. Me and my cousin. This had to be like a month ago. Man, we was watching the Nipsey Hussle documentary about like the OG, the marathon weed. I'm in that motherfucker like boo hoo crying like nigga. That kept my nigga for the truth serum. I'm telling my cousin, nigga, the marathon, that's the weed that everybody wanted. They try to kill him for the weed. I'm on a trip like that, but I'm like, who crying? Like, talking about the shit,
Like, tears of joy or, like, sad tears?
Tears. Like, I'm crying. Like, why did it happen? Like, you feel me? Like, how did they do this to this nigga? What the?
See, that's the thing about them shrooms, bro. Every time I hear a story, I want to try them, but it's like, shit. Like you said, you be seeing goblins and shit.
Yeah, not all the. You can have fun. You're going to have fun on them shrooms too, though. Like I said, you just got to make sure you're having a good ass day.
Thanks.
Eat some shrooms. You're going to have a great day. Though,
people always tell me, you a great nigga to try shrooms, bro.
Yeah.
Shit you be talking about, the shit you be seeing.
Man, you're gonna really be having a lot of shit to say. Like, you ain't gonna be able to hold nothing in your man. That's one thing about them shrooms. Right. Whatever's on your man, it's coming out easy.
I could definitely do them.
Yeah, man. I tried the bars one time, but I didn't really. I'm scared, though, because.
What did you eat, though, when you tried the bars, though?
What do you mean, what did I eat? Like, how many bars? I ate about, the first one, I tried to get the little high. I tried to take half of them. So it was like 12 little pieces, like a Hershey's. So I took like half of them, so
yeah,
six.
That's what I had too.
I kind of felt something, but I'm like, why I say this? Because I can't fuck with edibles no more. I don't know what it is, bro. Like, edibles have me paranoid. No, like I hit some dope, I'm hiding. Like, I'm in hiding guns for myself. I took my phone and hid it underneath the mattress. I'm thinking, listen. So I just said, I ain't trying to experience that no more. Like, I tried my homie Q's cupcakes.
Damn.
I'm like, he's a nigga in the kitchen. Like, you know, he slipped me nothing, but he put too much in it. So my nigga was from Cali, he brought some gummies back. I took, them down. I'm like, oh, fuck it, bro. I can't do it. I'm picking out like Malcolm through the blinds. Like, nah. So I just felt like the shrooms would give me that type of hand. I'm not fucking with that.
Nah, the shrooms is totally different. That's like an upper. Mm-hmm. Like, the shrooms is like, think about, I tell people shrooms is like doing clean ecstasy, if that even makes sense.
I ain't never tried no X.
You know what clean ecstasy is? Adderall.
That's what it's like. Okay, it's like you're doing Adderall.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be like so up.
Mm-hmm.
focused on what you're doing, but you might, like, shit might, like, it, I don't know, man. It's just a different, it's just like that, but it's like a clean version of it. Something like Adderall, but it's like it's taking you to another world because you, like, you talking, you got this on your mind, this on your mind. You might see this, you might see that. Like, you just laughing, you in a good mood. Like, you might laugh so hard, you might start crying. Like, it's just...
Remember when you first started smoking the weed, nigga be giggling?
Yeah, that's what them shrooms do.
Mm-hmm.
I said I was going... I didn't end up going to 85 South Show, but I told my nigga, I said, I'm going to go to the 85 South Show and take some shrooms. He was like, hell no, nigga, don't do that. He said, you're going to be laughing so hard.
Yeah, real talk. And the facts.
That shit's going to have you up out of there, dog. He said, it's going to fuck you up. But... like me and B fans, I think you asked me. I don't know if you asked me on the show or you just asked me, bro. You said if the world was ending, what drug would you do?
All of them. If
I don't know if you asked me on the show.
Oh, I'm in some rock, nigga. I'm gonna be with my kids, man, and my family. Fuck them, nigga. I've been with them all my life. I'm gonna try some shit I ain't never tried. If I know I'm gonna die, it's over tomorrow. It's over.
My nigga said he's gonna eat it.
I'm definitely. Fuck it. I'm definitely.
Just give me a shroom, man. I'm gonna.
I mean, because I ain't never, bro. I popped a pill one time. I was fucked up off that shit.
You said you gonna pop a what?
I said I would definitely eat all the shrooms.
Yeah, I'll probably eat a zip of shrooms. Just smoke my life away. Just smoke. Why the fuck we get this? I'll be here talking about that's a fucked up world. Yeah, out of here to mind. Can y'all believe this shit? So, man,
so you know what I'm saying? That's what it'll do to you, like, yeah, put you at peace, like,
yeah, shit, like, shit, it's over. Shit, fuck it. OG going on to the next life,
morning. Huh? I said, OG coming for us in the morning.
Yeah, going on to the next life. Fuck it. I don't know, shrooms that'll have me like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. Russell, going on to the next.
Speaking of, he would do everything.
Why not? I ain't got nothing to lose. What the fuck?
I feel that, though, but I wouldn't. I'm scared of that type of shit, bro.
Yeah, like the daddy off Sugar Hill. Remember?
That nigga went out crazy.
Yeah, he went out crazy.
Nah, bro. I'm scared. I'm scared of that type of shit, bro.
I don't remember Sugar Hill. What's wrong with that?
Man, that's
that
Wesley Snipes and your boy from.
Who else was in that shit?
Wesley Snipes and your boy from The Five Heartbeats. Jane.
So Eddie Kane.
Eddie Kane.
Yeah.
So was
the big black dude. The big back blonde nigga.
Nah, Eddie Kane was his brother.
Eddie Kane was his brother.
He was
but
the hustling nigga. I mean, they both was hustling, wasn't they?
I'm thinking
they
Blue Hill Avenue.
They was both hustling.
Both hustling.
But I think Eddie ended up getting on that shit, man. He might end up taking that one lick to the dome that took him home.
Yeah.
Facts.
I'm thinking of Blue Hill Avenue.
He gave that shit to his dad.
Yeah.
He said, woohoo.
He went down. That's the same. Oh, he's smoking that crack.
It was the heroin. It was the heroin. It was the same. They daddy was the nigga off Tales from the Hood. We got to get better with these names so we can be.
I know who you talking about.
Remember the nigga said, this ain't no funeral home. This is hell.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. He just died too, didn't he?
Yeah, I think
I think he did.
Yeah,
bro. I think he just passed. Yeah,
I think he did just pass though, bro. It's just crazy, man. I gotta get better with the names. I be knowing these actors and shit, but I don't be knowing their names.
See, that's how I am with the sports. Like I watch that shit and I be like number 22, but that's what I'm a coach too, so I'm like number 22, number 10, number. You know what I'm saying?
Because you watching it from a scout's eye.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I be.
That's a scout ad right there. You
but
watch.
It's just college, though. I know NFL niggas. Once they get to the league and they talking about them, I know them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when niggas, I love when niggas can school me on who came from college. Like, he went here. Like, I'm like, good, nigga. I'm glad
I'm one of them niggas.
Shit.
I want you to, man, dude came from here. He was nice. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, I didn't expect him to be like,
that's how my
like
big brother
Donovan.
Was.
No, like Donovan, I didn't expect him to be who he is in the NBA. Like, I'm the first to tell you. I did not see that shit.
I don't know, man. Donovan was a fool. It was crazy because that was the year we got banned from the tournament. We had Lee.
Had a good team maker too.
But did you expect him to be the nigga that he is right now?
Nah, I did not see it at all.
No,
that NBA game was a hook wide open.
I'm good, bro. That's like
that NBA game is like it just shows you it's a totally different game.
It's a totally different game, bro.
The
like
game
he's
is college
playing,
now.
He's playing more free. I guess that's what it is. And then I guess when you get confidence from other niggas, niggas telling you, nigga, nah, you need to go to the NBA.
Facts.
It's different, though. Like, you like, man, if Paul George is telling me I'm cold. I'm gone.
You got to see it like this. You got to have some, you got to jump out on a leap of faith because you ain't even get to show what you got in the tournament. So it's like a whole nother dog got to come up out you once you get to the league.
Right.
I just seen something with Patrick Beverly. They were saying how Patrick Beverly, Gilbert Arenas was saying how Patrick Beverly was scoring 31 points a game in high school. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was the man. But when he got to the league, it's like, nigga, we don't need 31 points from you.
But you know? Most of the niggas, though, most of them NBA niggas used to dominate. You know what I mean? Just,
I was saying that to say
a lot of niggas don't know their roles. I think a lot of niggas don't get to play in the NBA as long as bruh did because they don't want to accept their role.
Iverson would play another 5 years if he came off the bench.
Facts. He just wasn't accepting that. Yeah. He couldn't wrap his man around him being like a nigga off the bench.
Melo
couldn't wrap his man around it until it was too late. Like, he Mello finally accepted it when it was over. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's cool. I can be the nigga.
He had a good run, dude. What did he play for 18 years? He had a good run.
But Melo should have bought in to becoming a sixth man, got his ass back into Denver. And got him a ring.
I don't know.
Shit, why not?
A lot of some people.
I switched my number and let Jokic keep it for a ring. It.
Come on, Melo, go on. You should have gone and got you some red ice, man.
How many years? 18. I got number 18.
Melo fucked up because he could have went to go hoop with Brian them in Miami. Yeah. He turned that shit down for the bag.
Yeah.
No, not to him though. No, not to him though. I mean, you gotta get your paper. If you feel like your money's your money, get your money. But especially he could have got. He could have been had ice.
Especially about for what he's going through now with the babies and the, you know what I'm saying, the new babies and shit.
Lost his wife.
You know what I'm saying.
What you
think? That's what I'm about to say. What y'all think about?
She gets fucked and everything. She's always getting stretched out.
I think she like that too. I think that's what she wanted, man. Yeah, she make sure I'm naked. Make sure I'm naked.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I want to ask y'all. How do y'all feel about Lala before and after? Because I feel like Lala to me, she always been cold. She was cold on TRL. She just didn't have no body and no personality.
She didn't have no body when she went to that doctor and said, "Get me right,
man."
She got right.
I'm gonna tell you, fuck that Tommy shit. When she was in BMF.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Come on, bro.
You feel me?
Her, man, her and motherfucking Cash,
they dating,
dog.
Though, ain't they? Her and that dude from Terry from the show.
They
the young
are,
nigga.
They
y'all
really
think they dating in real life?
I don't know.
He was probably really piping her on the show for real.
I think I heard that, bro.
Oh, my God. They really dating for real?
Man, wouldn't you after that?
I would.
You a single man?
I ain't watch BML. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't watch.
You ain't watch BML?
I ain't watch Power, watch none of this, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Damn, you ain't watch Power?
No.
I ain't watch the new Power.
Good. Yeah.
Tommy ain't good. The Force shit, I don't really feel that.
Yeah.
But everything else they touching is Kanan and.
I ain't watch the new Power. I ain't watch Tariq.
Man, you need to watch that.
Once
Tariq.
Ghost Dad, I was done. I was like, damn.
Watch Tariq, man.
Bro,
watch
everybody
him.
Be telling me that, bro. They said, man,
have y'all seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah, oh, Breaking Bad was the original. I think that's the first show I ever really
that show's
sat
hard.
And watched.
I love
Jesse
Breaking
was
Bad,
pissing
bro.
Me off though, but
yeah. What about Snowfall? Y'all finished that yet?
No, nah, absolutely.
I
just got into Snowfall, but that's how I was with Power. I didn't watch the first three episodes, three seasons of Power. Then I got into it.
Man, you see the rise of Franklin and then the fall. I never would have thought they'll have any fall had they had any fall.
Oh, man, that was hard.
I ain't never seen
that hurt
show,
me, bro.
I ain't never seen the show, but I seen that whole last scene.
I couldn't. I'm like, man, what the fuck?
But that's how
it's hard
happened,
to watch
though.
It, ain't it,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, it's hard that's to watch happened, with where he came from. He was just a young nigga in the hood with the weed. And then he transitioned to the next man, and then you file that hard? Like,
tell me this, though.
Private
Does
jets.
That give you... Do they give you a different perspective on the OGs that might be out there that you don't know? Like, nigga, I was up back then.
Nah, it made me really, but
nigga,
then
I had everything.
I give you that because it made me think about a lot of OGs that I did see in the park coming up as a young nigga. Man. And they talking about, man, I had this, I had that. I'm like, man. I can't believe it, OG. You out here talking about drunk in the park.
Yeah.
You out here fighting with the crackhead bitches. And,
come on now.
You know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
But.
That's what I got from it.
That could have probably been that man.
I never even watched the show, but I watched that whole last little scene.
Bro.
And I was like, and my people was telling me, you know, I'm in the barbershop all day, so they telling me, man, he came from the weed, then he elevated up, and they got a private jet. So I done got talked to about the Snowfall shit to death, but I think that's why I didn't watch it. I hate getting on social media. They spoil shit like that. So I think if I watch it on my own time, I'm still going to love it.
Bro. I got a Hulu account for you too, bro. But before we... I got you, bro. No ads. But look.
Your inbox ready to go crazy.
Yeah.
They ready to hit you up like a motherfucker.
But, they going to want that. Tell them that come with a fee.
Before we get out of here, though, podcast is big and lazy, so I always ask our guests to give us something big and lazy. So give us something good to watch and give us something good to eat before we get out of here.
Man, I'm a breakfast guy.
Mm-hmm.
For real. So I fuck with that Zags.
I like
real things. Heavy, man. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get the French toast with the cream brulee and all of those shit.
Big boy shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get them tenders and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely gonna rock like that. But for real though, what I really been liking is the little store. Over off hell though, I've been fucking with the little store.
Somebody turned me on to that, bro, and that shit is A1.
Fine, man. I fuck with.
Don't they got the spot on Boystown?
I think they do now. Yeah, they on Boystown Road now.
You know you're doing it. Get you another location.
How can people find you, man? Give me your IG.
Cheech Loaf everywhere on IG, Facebook. You feel me? YouTube, all that shit, man. That's where you can find me at. Cheech Loaf. I'm everywhere, man. I think I'm the only one with that name. So you put Cheech Loaf in, you're going to find me for sure.
And I just want to give you your flowers, bro. You've been doing music for a long time. And want to shout out our producer, B. Haywood, once again on the production. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Best cameraman.
He really
studio.
Got
studio. If y'all can just see this setup, man.
Man, nah, y'all shit's tight.
Man, y'all can do this.
When everybody tell you the same thing, man, we just got to keep elevating, man.
Yeah.
Y'all got this
y'all
shit.
Y'all can't be afraid to elevate, man. Y'all got to
follow
elevate.
Follow my IG _BFINES. It's _BFINES. That's
follow
it.
Follow my IG, Gritty and Lazy, USA. You know, come down to the barbershop, get a haircut or something.
Yeah.
We out, man.
Big and we on IG.
Podcast.
Man,
episode 3.
Yeah, this is hard.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Big low.
The way me and Cuz connected, this shit feel electric. I grew my hair, these horse sand loafy, so eclectic. I want my spot decorated, contemporary fly aesthetics.
No lie.
Yeah, spiritual niggas, so they know I'm going off with the vibe. They don't want the truth, they'd rather hear a lie. You ever been happy just to be alive? Stomach rumbles, why are we deprived? Now I thrive with my guys, low key, no jive.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.